A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulaju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. It is your season of manifestation. God is set to reveal the glory that He has packaged in you and with you from the foundation. There is a great glory locked up on your inside that God has packaged in you. The time has come. The season has arrived for your manifestation. And this is a subject of discussion this beautiful Sunday morning. I'd like you to turn your Bibles open with me and let's read the book of Romans, chapter number 8, verses 18 and 19. The word of God says, I consider that our present sufferings are not worthy comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. The New International Version. I consider whatever the sufferings that you are experiencing at this present time, Paul the Apostle says, it is not worth to be compared with the glory that will be revealed in us. In other words, there is a glory that will be revealed in you and in me. God has located certain glories in you. He has located certain glory in me. And this glory is about to be revealed, about to be made manifest. And the word of God says that even the creation is waiting in eager expectation for the revelation of the children of God. You are that child of God that the world is waiting for. The world is waiting for your manifestation, for your future glory, for the revelation of this glory that is on your inside. Please pay attention to verse number 18. There is a glory that will be revealed in you. There is a glory that will be made manifest in you. And I am saying by the Spirit of the living God that the season has come for that revelation. The season has come for that manifestation. God is said to manifest you. But what are those things that must be in place, that must be done for our manifestation? I want us to consider the deliverance of sons, your deliverance, your liberation. If you must be revealed, if you must be manifested, then you must be liberated from the bondage of corruption. If you look at Romans chapter 8 that we are reading in verses 29 and 30, the word of God says, for those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. You have been predestined for glory. By predestination, glory is your destination. You must have heard that from me times without number. So by predestination, glory is my destination. You have been predestined to glory. You have been predestined for the revelation of this glory on your inside. But do not forget, what are the stages or the steps that must be taken for this glory to be revealed in me? And we are looking at the deliverance, the liberation of sons. The sons that God wants to reveal or manifest must not be in bondage. In Romans chapter 8 that we are reading, verses 20 and 21, the Bible says that for the creation was subjected to frustration, to vanity, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it in hope, the creation. You and I have been subjected to frustration, to vanity, not willingly, not of our own choice. There is nobody who will willingly choose to be in bondage, to be bound to anything. It is not therefore your will to be bound, but certain things, certain forces have bound this man that God wants to reveal, or the man with whom and through whom God wants to reveal or manifest his glory. This man is made subject to to vanity, subject to frustration, not by his own choice, but by the reason of the one who has subjected the same. Verse 21 now says that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God. So you could see from this verse that for this glory to be revealed, for you to be brought into glory, you must first be brought into freedom. You must be delivered or liberated from the bondage of decay, from the bondage of corruption. You must be liberated from this bondage. There are so many people who have been tied, bound in one corruption or the other, bound to sin, bound to habit, bound to one thing or the other, to one covenant, to one curse, to one thing that is frustrating the purpose of God for their lives. So because of this bondage, this man, this woman is experiencing frustration. He's being frustrated. He knows within himself that he is more than what he is saying now, that he is more than what he is experiencing now. Something tells him, I am more than this. He couldn't, however, get himself free from whatever is holding him bound that is preventing his manifestation. He keeps dreaming and seeing himself bigger and better than what he is now. But because of this bondage, he's not able to free himself and to see the fulfillment of the promise of glory in his life. He cannot see the fulfillment or the bringing into glory, the revelation of the glory that God has promised. The first stage, therefore, is for this man to become liberated, to be liberated from the bondage to decay, and then to be brought into the freedom, and thereafter to be brought into the glory of the children of God. You must first be brought into freedom before you can be brought into glory. Don't forget what Isaac told his son Esau when he was pleading for a blessing. He desperately wanted his father to bless him, Jacob, having stolen his blessings. In verse number 40 of Genesis chapter number 27, Isaac replied, he said to Esau, you will live by your sword and you will serve your brother. But when you grow restless, you will throw his yoke from off your neck. When you become restless, you will break his yoke from off your neck. You will throw away his bondage. If you must receive any blessing, if you must be free from the bondage, you must break the yoke. When you get restless, when you can't take it anymore, you must break the yoke from your neck. It is interesting to note that Edom, the descendants of Esau, remain in bondage to Judah. But there came a time when they broke free. According to that prophecy, Edom broke the yoke of Judah from off its neck. In 2 Kings chapter number 8 and in verse number 20, the Bible says, in the time of Jehoram, Edom rebelled against Judah and set up its own king. Edom rebelled and liberated itself. Edom became restless and broke free from the bondage of Judah. You have to also break free from whatever is holding you bound if you must enter into the glorious liberty that God has promised you. The time has come to break free from every hold of the enemy upon your life, upon your destiny. The time has come to break free from the grip of sin, the sin that is holding you bound. The word of God has said that sin shall not have dominion over you. The time has come for you to break free from the habit that is limiting you in life and in destiny. The time has come for you to break free because your season of manifestation is here. It is time for you to rebel. It is time for you to react, to say no to the forces that are holding you bound. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice in prayers and declare, I break free from every hold of Satan, from every hold of the flesh, from every hold of sin over my life and destiny. I break free in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and begin to break free. I break free from every hold of Satan, from every hold of sin, from every hold of sickness, from every hold of the flesh, every hold, everything holding me down. I break free. I secure my liberation, my deliverance today, for my season of manifestation has arrived. Therefore, I break free. I receive my freedom in the name of Jesus. Begin to break yourself free from every habit, every limiting habit, every habit that is limiting you in life. I break free from every negative habit that is limiting me in life and in destiny. In the name of Jesus, I'd like you to begin to break every hold of the enemy upon your life. Everything that is subjecting you to frustration, begin to break the hold now. I break the hold of everything subjecting me to frustration. I break the hold of delay. I break the hold of barrenness. I break the hold of joblessness and fruitlessness. Everything that is subjecting me to frustration, I break its grip over my life and over my destiny. In the name of Jesus, I break free today by the power of the living God. In the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name, lift up your voice and begin to pray. I enter into the glorious liberty of the children of God. I enter into the freedom and into glory by the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus, begin to enter now. Begin to pray. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I enter. I am liberated from the bondage of decay. I enter into the freedom and I enter into glory. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I declare it is my season of manifestation. God will reveal his glory in me, with me, and through me. And the name of the Lord will be honored and be exalted in Jesus' precious name. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. It shall be as you have declared. You are totally liberated from the bondage of corruption, from the bondage to decay. You are brought into freedom. You are brought into glory. The Lord will reveal his glory in you. His name will be honored and be glorified. From every limiting factor, every limiting habit, every sin that holds man, every influence of the enemy, you are broken free today. You are free from Satan, from sin, and from the flesh in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Join us a glorious service this morning at the Light Cathedral, 7:30 a.m., the School of the Spirit holds, and by 8:30 a.m., the worship service commences. You may wish to join on any of our social media platforms. Do not forget, this week, Tuesday, precisely, 25 of June, the Wings of Grace Conference commences. Our theme is Manifest. God wants you to manifest. Please join as we receive great ministers of God blessing us with the word of God. 5:30 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday, 12 noon on Wednesday, and 7:30 a.m. on Sunday. The Lord bless you as you attend the Wings of Grace Conference. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is @YemiGraceman. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, wishing you a very happy Sunday, and the Lord bless you.